Now you add in Paradise Estates, and everybody from Paradise Estates currently has to come through our neighborhood. And, you know, it's a lot less number. They've got 8 homes counting the rentals. Some of those are weekenders. You know, there's a couple new homes being built. We're aware that there's nightly rentals, and we know there'll be a few more built. It's our understanding that maybe as many as 5 more maximum. There's nothing we can do about that. You know, we're not necessarily fond of that idea as well because of the traffic that the nightly rentals bring. It's not somebody that's familiar with the neighborhood, and generally they don't really care a whole lot about the neighborhood. So we do see issues from time to time. 90% of the time, everything's okay. Well, you combine that traffic, and you're looking at, you know, 250, 270 vehicles a day for round trip, half that each way. And that's a lot of traffic already. And combine that with all the construction traffic and deliveries and things going on, it gets to be quite a bit. If you'll go to the next slide, please. Now, there are a total of 64 lots, I believe it is, in Paradise Estates, but we know that most of those aren't going to be built out, or they'll be, you know, there's homes that are on 4 and 5 lots now. So for future projection, I assume somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25 total homes. Try to be somewhat conservative. And honestly, I didn't even project that Grandview Acres was going to grow any. There may be 1 or 2 more homes if someone sells and decides, because people have multiple lots, but they keep them for the buffer. Well, with all that in mind, if you combine and look at future traffic of just those two neighborhoods, you're over 300 cars a day round trip for two-way traffic. Well, then you take into consideration what's going to happen with the Worley development. Now, granted, you know, I don't think any of us would necessarily have a big complaint if somebody's going to go in there and build, say, 20 homes, single-family homes. That's a lot different makeup of people, for one, versus the nightly rentals. You get people that live there and they know the roads. The 500,000 they're talking about, that's a drop in the bucket, because there's issues out there with the grades with this last snow we had where people couldn't get up and down Tall Tree Road. We had construction equipment. They park on Post Oak Drive and block Kenny's driveway, and so people have to drive around them. And he had some people driving through his yard so they could get down there to work on some of the construction. But he's got video of some of these construction vehicles sliding down the road. And granted, we don't get snow all the time, but, you know, every couple of years or so, you're going to have a week or two where you got a group of folks down there. They're not getting in.
Do you have another slide? You have one more?
I have one more. I just want to kind of talk about the impacts of it. If you add their traffic in, which I was coming up with, I think, somewhat conservative numbers on a busy weekend, where you could have up to 448 vehicles round trip coming in and out of there. That's assuming using half of the ITE recommended values for one vehicle per unit. And we're talking 6-bedroom units. So you're going to have more than that. I think I'm erring on somewhat conservative side. Well, you combine that with the future traffic in the other two subdivisions, and you could be looking at 800 to 1,000 cars a day coming up and down through those neighborhoods. And I want to find anybody that can tell you how that's going to improve my property value. Now, the roads are narrow, and you can say we're going to widen the roads, but there's so many places out there. I mean, you can go about every other property, and in order to widen the road, you're going to have to come in there and take out people's landscaping. You're going to have to. We got steep driveways. There's places where.
Sir, I'm going to need you if you can summarize.
Okay.
Up your.
Well, I'm just going to summarize. You guys know what's going on, but it's going to be severely detrimental to our neighborhood to have that kind of traffic. And honestly, we don't want the. We'd like roads improved. You know, everybody wants to improve roads, but with the amount of construction that's been going on lately, we just kind of do the minimum. And when this development, if it gets approved and it goes into construction, we're going to have years and years and years of day-in, day-out construction traffic, and there's no way we can maintain. And the county doesn't own the roads. We own the roads. They are dedicated public. We've met with the county several times. They have no decision whatsoever to make on them. They have no say. So,
thank you.
You know, we'd look at something reasonable to be developed back there, but nothing of this magnitude.
Thank you for the presentation.
I actually have a quick handout, and I will be very brief. Gentlemen, my name is Taylor White, and I'm an attorney in Springfield, Missouri at QTAC Rock. I had been hired by Grandview Acres and some individuals from Lakeview to discuss the rezoning of the subject parcel tonight. I want to focus on the roads. I understand from the point of the commission that these are Stone County roads and not Tandy County roads, and you all are not going to make a decision, nor do you have the authority to make a decision on what is to happen with the roads. But obviously the roads are important. I listened to the last zoning hearing, and the commission had lots of questions about how are we going to get access to the property and what is the current condition of the roads. So the first question that I was asked to look at is, are these public roads or are these private roads? The reason that that matters is who has the authority to actually develop these roads. Mr. Davis commented on this earlier. He's correct, and I've included both the plats in there. There is a public dedication that happened many years ago of these roads, but in order to have a public road created, you have to have a dedication on a plat, which we have. You also have to have an acceptance of the road by the public. So there were also questions raised about what Stone County's position on whether or not these roads are public or private. You'll see in the packet there, I believe it's on page 3, an email that I received from Stone County's attorney, Bill McCullough. He confirmed a few things for me. One was that the county does not currently maintain any road that will have to be traveled on except for a portion of Arundel. Certainly Tall Tree, which provides the primary access to the property, is not maintained by Stone County. He also, if you read further, suggested that the county commission is not going to take any position whatsoever at this time on the roads, and even suggested that if the parties wanted to figure out who had the right to do what here, that there may have to be a lawsuit filed. So all that to say, it's clear that unless forced, and they don't have a tax incentive to do so, that the commission can't count on Stone County actually participating in any meaningful way for the creation of these roads or for the maintenance of these roads. So at best, at this point, I think we're left with a open question of, is this a public road or is it a private road? Well, if it's a private road, then obviously that means that the private individuals have a right and a say-so on who gets to actually expand those roads. I know that Mr. Worley has suggested to the commission and provided a bid that he would like to improve those roads. And it's even been said that he has an easement over these roads. At the last commission hearing, in fact, and it's on the last page of your packet, he suggested that he had an easement because there was a 50-foot right-of-way shown on the amended plat in Lakeview. That easement, to the extent it is, he's correct that a right-of-way can create an easement. However, those entitled to enforce that easement have to have purchased property within that Lakeview subdivision, which makes sense. If you go to a subdivision, you buy a piece of a parcel there, and you need access to a road, you would have a right, if somebody's cutting off your access, to say, hey, wait a second, this plat that I relied upon in purchasing my property within the subdivision contains a right-of-way. And here we don't have that. The subject parcel is outside of Lakeview. It's outside of Grandview. So what I contend to this commission, and I understand it will not make the decision, is that Stone County is not going to participate in maintenance or bless the construction on this road. So I think it's clear from the room here that you have lots of individual property owners that are not going to voluntarily give permission to Mr. Worley to expand the roads. And this commission made clear at the last hearing that its primary concern was the conditions of the roads, including the width of the roads. And so if he doesn't have the county and he doesn't have the or the permission of the individual lot owners, he frankly, it matters not what he proposes that he wants to do. It's what he has the legal right to do. And for those reasons, based upon the current condition of the road, and obviously wrapping in all of the other concerns, legitimate concerns of the property owners, we would ask that this not get referred to the Zoning Commission. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, if you have any. If not, I will sit down so we can keep this moving.
I think we're good.
One last thing I did want to mention. I understand that there's a $515,000 proposal on the table that supposedly Mr. Worley, and I'm not saying that he's a liar, but this commission has no assurance that that work will actually be done. So you could end up with a parcel that's rezoned to the development that started and the roads are improved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Surveyor for 43 years.
Sure.
And your road conditions, like we're talking about here, has come to court cases many, many times. I've been involved in a lot of them.
Sure.
And the ones that I have been involved with, once it's dedicated to the public, it usually says they're dedicated to the public forever. And that means public, which is everything.
Right.
And you can't, it's not an easement. There's never an easement here. Because an easement, somebody owns it.
It's a misnomer. Yeah. Correct.
But anyway, I don't know how you would keep them from not building the road.
Well, I think there's a right to ingress and egress that comes with the right-of-way, but that does not carry with it a right to actually expand the roadway that currently exists, unless it's necessary for the ingress and egress of the property.
Well, there's 50 foot there, or whatever it is. Can't see the plan. But whatever the right-of-way is, that's what is dedicated to public.
Right. And I think there's at least an open question that it's obviously been dedicated, but there's a second part of acceptance by the public, and we have...
Well, your owner signed it whenever they...
Right, the owner can just dedicate. The public then has to accept. The only public agency we have that has an opinion on the issue says, well, we don't have a position.
I can argue with you, but once it's platted and recorded of record,
sure,
then it's a public road.
Understood.
Self-closed.
Sure. And I don't think that changes the analysis of whether or not you have the right to expect.
I'm not arguing whether he, but I'm just saying that it's not an easement, it's a public right of way.
Right. Thank you for that.
Thank you. So, anyone else specifically want to speak? Or they did, actually, there was a lot of information there that they shared, so. Jeremy, you have any follow-up?
Just super quick. I don't expect these people to know me or even like me. And I've been in this town for over 20 years now, and the one guy who doesn't oppose me is the only guy who knows me. And so all I know is that, the traffic study, I just want to be sure that that's based on these properties being occupied 165 nights out of the year. That's a third of the year. So two-thirds of the year they will be unoccupied. In reference to property values going up and down regarding development, I would reference Ridgedale and Johnny Morris and the things that have happened there. Keep in mind we're going to put $700,000 homes there, and no one else has done this yet. And we'd like to do it because the area deserves it. It's a very beautiful piece of land, and someone's going to come in and buy it. And I know the developers, and they are who they are, and they do what they do. And I've built a business doing business a little bit a different way. And I didn't have to come in here and offer to help. And so there's no guarantee, you're right, that I'm going to help except for my word. If you want to put something in writing, I'd be happy to put something in writing. But I know those other developers wouldn't come in and offer to help. They'd force you to do it, but I came in and offered to help, and that's what I'm trying to do because somebody's going to do it eventually. Now, that's not a reason. It doesn't make me look any better, and I don't expect it to. But I expect that land to be developed by somebody, and I've been a good steward of the land that I've owned in this county for over 20 years, so that's what I'm proposing to you. You've seen many nightly rental developments come and go, and let me just tell you that the wave isn't going to get any less. It's going to keep coming based on what I've seen in other areas like Pigeon Forge, which tends to trend about 18 months.